Good morning and welcome back to Rosie on the House, where it's our goal every Saturday morning to become you, the Arizona homeowner's best friend. Celebrating 28 years on air, I can still remember the day I left the house for my very first broadcast. My wife says, "Honey, if someone asks you a question on air you don't know, say I don't know." Don't become an expert on everything. Just become everyone's best friend. And that's been the guiding concept of our program for all these years. If we don't know the answer, we'll bring in experts that will, or we'll find someone in your community that's an expert on the topic, and we'll get you the answer you're looking for. Oh, Mike Reisch, our broadcast engineer, I need you to do something special for me before we start. Usually, when you call, we have a microphone cam and we can see who you are. We can see where you're calling from and we can see your address and we can see your facial features. Okay, that's just the way we work. I want you to turn off the backtracking device so everybody calls in is anonymous, okay? Because we've got some building inspection officers in here this morning. Mr. Michael Grubbs from the Residential Inspection Services. He is the supervisor of City of Phoenix Residential Inspection Service. Mike, thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you.
And we aren't going to incriminate anyone that calls here this morning. They can call with any question. There won't be any black helicopters flying in on them as they're finishing the conversation and landing in their backyard. If you have a question, whether you're in City of Phoenix or not, these guys can probably guide you through the steps you need to take. We also have Josh States. He is the plan review supervisor. Now, that's got to be a fun job.
Oh, yeah. This is where we actually take in the plans and we review them for code compliance and basic, and then we issue permits off of them. And once there's a permit out there, then the project ends up in Mike's hands where he does, you know, all the building inspections.
Now, Josh, y'all used to, years ago at City of Phoenix, used to have like homeowners night, where homeowners could come down just with an idea in their head about, I'd like to enclose my carport to a garage. And y'all, everybody would pick numbers. I actually went down there a couple nights to witness this. And y'all would take, it was homeowners only, no contractors could be down there. And y'all would take them through pulling the plat map, taking a look at the setbacks, take a look at the address, take a look at the zoning. And I actually saw building inspections supervisors and officers actually drawing the plans out
yeah.
And kind of just aiding them along. Now we're going to, this is the kind of post base you're going to need to get. This is the kind of post. Now, y'all aren't currently doing those homeowner weeknights, but even when I'm down at City of Phoenix Building Department, there's always homeowners in the chairs getting unbelievable amount of assistance from you guys.
Well, we do have quite a number of easy handouts that people can fill out to get simple permits like building a patio cover or enclosing their carport into a garage. We have a number of these simple 8.5 by 11 fill-in-the-blank kind of things, and we will issue a permit off of those handouts when they're filled out. Anybody can also call the information phone line and get connected with a plan reviewer who will basically walk them through all of the steps they'll need to get a lot of different permits right over the phone.
Boy, Mike, you guys and your inspectors out there in the field all the time, I mean, y'all must... I mean, I know how much hilarious stuff I have seen. You guys have got to see just some crazy stuff.
Just when you think you've seen it all, something else always surprises me. We just recently had a gentleman who completely demolished a house and then rebuilt another house on top of the foundation and had it all the way to frame and had it dried in without a permit, and then was surprised when we stopped by to say hi.
I can't tear a whole house down and rebuild it.
You yeah. certainly can. You just need to allow us to help you.
Well, you know what? From my side of the building department, and I'm gonna get every time I bring this up, I'm gonna get a call from 8 or 9 realtors. They'll be in my voicemail box just sure as the sun comes up Monday morning. We had in the flipping era of our housing crisis, a lot of investors come in, buy at rock bottom, do some quick modifications to a home, either lease it, rent it at positive cash flow, or flip it and sell it. I mean, the number of those that were done without a building permit and the number that were done without a licensed contractor is a sin on the housing industry in Arizona. It was unbelievable. We were unable to stop that. And we're getting a lot of phone calls now from homeowners that are in these flip houses that now want to start another little project, and they get a licensed contractor, take a look at the home, and they're finding all kind of things that were done on not to code. Buried junction boxes behind drywall tape and whatnot. What's your advice to homeowners in that situation, Mike?
The best due diligence is just to do research on the history of the home and understand, hopefully, that there is documented proof of square footage, setbacks, and permits issued. It's a difficult and sometimes arduous task, but it does pay off.
It does. And you can get down to the city. You can take your address. Y'all have records. I'm on a board of a nonprofit, Women's Hope Center, for crisis pregnancy situations, and we were looking at a very old building, and I was reviewing the permit of work done on this property dating all the way back to the 40s.
Oh yeah, the records department on the third floor of City Hall has a lot of permitting records for properties that go back to the 60s, the 50s, sometimes even as far as the 40s, and that's public record. So if you are interested in the permit record on a house you're trying to buy, or maybe you bought it already and you're trying to refinance it or whatever, you can go down to the records department and just pull all the permit record for that address.
It's really like a study of history. You get stuck down there and you start looking at what they did and when they did it, and it's kind of intriguing. We're welcoming phone calls to 1-888-767-4348. If you'd like to talk to either Michael Grubbs, Residential Inspection Supervisor for City of Phoenix, or Josh States, the Plan Review Supervisor for City of Phoenix, and it doesn't mean you have to live in the City of Phoenix. These guys can guide you right along. Let's bring Jana into the conversation, who's calling from Sun City. Good morning, Miss Jana.
Good morning.
What you up to this morning?
Too many things. but heard the topic, and I have a property in Sun City, and I need to screen in the patio because the pigeons have invaded.
Okay.
And do I really need a permit for that? Since it's an existing patio, it's an existing roof.
I'm going to introduce you to Josh States, the Plan Review Supervisor of Phoenix. What would be some of the questions you'd have to ask her?
Oh, I'm going to ask him right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you just going to screen it in? You're not going to enclose the patio with walls or windows or anything like that? Just want to screen
no,
in the patio?
At this point, we're just planning on screening it in. There would be two screen doors to get from the patio to the yard, and it's right off the kitchen. So there's the sliding glass door from the kitchen and the kitchen window that look out on the patio. There's no bedrooms involved.
Okay. You would best be served to call your local building department and confirm this, but typically that type of project that you're talking about is exempt from requiring a permit, and you should be able to do that as finish work.
Just bringing in the screened infills to the distance between the concrete slab and the little
header. Yeah.
Put in a couple screen doors and you're all set.
Yeah. As long as you can keep natural light and ventilation requirements into the kitchen, you should be fine.
Okay. Now, if she takes that the next step, okay, now I'm going to put in a small pony wall, and I'm only going to screen from maybe windowsill height up to the deck, the beam. And I'm going to put in a little knee wall there, maybe with some Hardiebacker siding on the outside. A little Hardiebacker siding on the inside. Might even run a couple of electrical outlets out there for the clock radio and a lantern.
Slow down a little bit here. Let's slow down a little bit here, because once you start putting framing on that concrete slab, you run into water infiltration issues, because those concrete slabs in your patio are typically very close to the grade, and all wood that is sitting on that slab really needs to be elevated up in order to keep it from accumulating water and trapping water inside your room. Once you start running new electrical wire and circuits, you're definitely into permit required neighborhoods.
Josh, we've got that typical 8x10 concrete slab out the back, sliding door off the family room. The window to the kitchen is also under that space. We've got an 8x12 patio cover that's supported by two posts at the outside edge of each one. Now, I want to enclose that into a full sunroom. I stepped down onto that patio about 3.5 inches, and it sloped a little bit away from the house. What are the things you'd like to see done in the plan process?
Right. What I'd like to see done and what I need to see done are two different things. But we have a handout for specifically this project. Very popular project of the city of Phoenix. We do have an 8.5x11 for enclosing a carport or enclosing a patio. It shows you a little detail on how you're going to create a raised stem on top of that slab to keep your walls up and seal them against water infiltration and get the required distance from grade to the wood framing. You fill that in, tell us, what the members you're going to be using, 2x6s, 2x4s, how you're going to fasten this down, a couple of different options for you to choose from. We can fill that in, stamp that approved, and you can get your permit right then and there.
And I've seen that curb done with like 6-inch wide block that are 8 to 12 inches tall, laid down on top of the existing slab. You have to then raise that support post that's on the outside edge, because it then too needs to rest on top of this new block wall. And then people still have water infiltration problems. They need to seal that outside joint between the block and the slab.
Yes, you do need to seal the bottom of that where those blocks attach to that slab in order to keep your. We don't require that sealant type stuff on the plans to get the permit, but any contractor or person that's going to be doing this work for you is going to take care of that on the backside. And if they don't, you need to be on top of them as the homeowner.
Very popular project. There's about 3 or 4 different ways to skin that cat, and I want to talk more about them. But I have to tell you, since we turned off our call identifier, we have people from Chandler and Cave Creek. The lines are loaded. They all want to talk to our two City of Phoenix building inspection officers, Josh States, the plan review supervisor, as well as Michael Grubbs, the residential inspection supervisor. If you've got a question for a building inspection officer, now's your chance to get in at 1-888-767-4348. We have one open line.